I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster. You need somebody that can wheel and deal and get things done. And we go back to a system where we don't need the executive orders.
Cancel every unconstitutional executive action or executive order, memorandum, issued by President Obama.
And he doesn't deal with people, and he's a bad leader, and he can't get people into the room. And now he has to use executive action. And this is a very, very dangerous thing that should be overridden easily by the Supreme Court.
All Obama does now is sign executive orders. We want this, he can't get it. Boom, executive order.
He shouldn't be doing deals that way. Number one, you're supposed to get together with the senators and the congressmen. You get in a room and you work out some deal that everybody agrees to, and then people are happy.
Ronald Reagan did it with Tip O'Neill very successfully. You didn't hear so much about executive orders if you heard about it at all.
He of the executive order, because nobody wants to listen to him, including the Democrats. So he just goes around signing executive orders.
He could make a deal because it's not his thing. He didn't want to deal with anybody. So he's got this new thing with executive orders.
Nobody ever heard of executive orders until this guy came along.
I want to know how you would treat the abuse of executive orders.
The whole concept of executive order, it's not the way the country's supposed to be run.
The nice thing about an executive order, the new president could come in and sign it away immediately.
And he'll be out on a golf course in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and the courts will start getting these executive orders. And they'll say, what he's saying is, look, I don't know if it works or not. Here's an executive order. In 5 years, don't worry, I'll be playing golf. What the hell difference does it make?
We will have a national emergency, and we will then be sued, and they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit.